Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Birds Town Hall rolls on from McGurk's in Royersfort. Sponsored by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. There's nothing like opening day at McGurk's for the start of baseball season. Elliott Shore Park's over there at the Surfside Free Agency Desk. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, the official cocktail of Philly sports. Ruben Frank with us. Rob Ellis will be with us momentarily. But it's the time you've all been waiting for, your favorite time, your favorite segment of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Now, we are a show that preaches accountability.
We do.
We are also media watchdogs.
We are. We keep an eye.
Keep an eye on everyone, mostly Elliot.
Yeah, only Elliot, it feels like. Yeah.
Here I am watchdogging Rob Ellis.
Yep.
Walking all the way up to the dais here.
Rob looking nice as always.
Crisp, crisp purple
that's
shirt.
A fresh cut.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. That's a fresh cut.
Robbie knows it's game time.
Yo, he just came from the barber. I know. I've seen a fresh cut. I know a fresh cut when I've seen
it. Looks beautiful. So, for those of you at home that do not know what the worm is something that Spike and I made up. That infiltrates NovaCare every once in a while and puts out narratives to try to maybe calm down anything that's going out there, that any fear, I guess, about the team, right?
Yeah, so the NovaCare worm is inserted into Philadelphia Eagles media to maybe direct what they're going to say.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so if we see somebody trying to make a case for something that might be BS, we'd be like, oh, he's got the NovaCare worm.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's essentially reporting. To be
It's water carrying. Yeah. It's what we call it.
It's like it's reporting things they don't agree with.
Well, no. Let me a little proof that Rube doesn't have the worm. So yesterday, and we'll get to the top five. Yesterday, they trade CJGJ.
Well, hold on.
Oh, should I not?
No, don't do that one yet.
Okay.
Let's get into it. Number five is Ike Reese.
Oh!
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
He's wormed up.
He got all wormed. Anything they do this offseason, I'm fine with it. He's won the Super Bowl. I've heard that four times this offseason.
It's already.
Who cares? No one cares about the Eagles.
Yeah, exactly. It makes sense. When they win the Super Bowl, that's what happens.
Ike wanted Mekhi Becton. He's like, well, guard is so easy to play.
Yeah, it is. We found ways to pivot.
This is when I know Ike is beaten down and exhausted.
Oh, listen.
He's not even putting up any fight.
I got nothing on him, Rob.
Man.
So here's the thing, though.
Jack and Spike have worn you down.
Yeah. No, listen.
Well, it's been 3 hours of his Jalen Elite.
They've been waiting to get to this worm thing all day, so I've been anticipating coming.
Well, the thing,
it doesn't matter where I was going to fall at on this.
I didn't know Ike would be on the worm, to be honest
with you. And they know about worms because they're the biggest Phillies and Sixers worm in the
sack. Oh,
aware. Yeah.
Seems like someone's worried about how high they are in the worm ranking.
I'm sure they're plenty high in the worm ranking.
And when your team wins the World Series and Spike...
Yeah.
I'll forget about
yeah,
that.
They're done. Yeah, they're
or how
yeah,
about title. When they choke again? Then we'll see what the worms
don't sound so giddy over there.
Yeah, pitched around Bryce, yeah.
Yeah. What do you want them to do? They pitched around him in game 6 and 7 exactly. against the Diamondbacks.
Yeah. At least my squad actually won the title.
Number 4 is Devin Caney.
Always
on worm power rankings.
A new addition.
She was going to be higher because on the other day she said, for everyone freaking out, remember this Howie Roseman quote, which has been regurgitated over and over again.
She did. She was negative about the CJ GJ move.
Which
though.
Got her back from number 2 to number 4.
In fairness, if you're going to be the sideline reporter, you got to be wormed up.
Yeah, we know that one.
Yeah. Well, it's the truth. It's the truth. You can't get back to the Super Bowl after you lost.
It's impossible. Yeah. Don't even try. Don't even show up next year.
Yeah.
Third is Elliott.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the disgusting pro Jalen arguments today.
If you could just admit Jalen was elite, then it would be way easier. Since you won't do it, everyone that says it's a worm.
He was elite for 2 games.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then the disgusting Calcaterra is actually just as good as Goddard, so they can let Goddard go.
That's
strictly from the Nova.
That's a tough pill.
Pretty wormy.
That's not even completely what I said.
It's wormy. It is.
It's basically what you said.
All right.
Goddard made some big plays.
I agree. So did Calcaterra.
Wow.
Well, Calcaterra is like a receiving tight end.
Yeah, that's what I said.
A complete tight
end. So did Jahan Dotson. I mean, yeah.
It's a good point. It was a good trade, Rob.
Yeah they won the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Who cares if they give up a third round pick for him?
I don't know. Goddard single-handedly wins the Saints game.
I agree.
You know?
I would keep Goddard.
And he ran over the guy in the Packers game. No one talks about
that. Right. Yep. Stiff on him 3 times.
Bully ball.
Yep, come on.
That's what we do.
Yeah, I don't see Graham Calcaterra doing that.
Look, if they cut him, I'll be mildly critical.
That could... Wow. Mildly critical. Wow. Listen, Goddard...
You can be mildly critical.
Goddard to the Colts and Azeez Ojulari are big for your Insider of the Year power rank.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah. Second on the worm.
I really hope I'm not second.
No, you're not on that.
You're first, Rube.
Yeah. Jack's too afraid to put you with you here. Yeah.
Exactly. Second on the worm power rankings is Ross Tucker.
Oh!
And this has nothing to do with him saying before the show, stop tweeting about baseball. Yeah. I promise nothing to do with that from Ross
After
Tucker.
After he left, by the way.
After he left. But he did this. He does this every year, and it pisses me off every single year. He tweeted, just so you guys know, the roster's not done on March 12th. Grow up, Ross.
Wow.
Grow up.
Wow, number 2 worm?
Yeah, number 2
and
worm.
And you gave him a grow up, too.
Yeah. Well, he does need to grow up a little bit.
Right. I appreciate that you even got the voice down.
Yeah. And he's the...
That was impressive.
He's the color analyst for the preseason game.
He got an extension this offseason. Yep. Wonder where the worms comes into that. Yeah. Yep. We're on to everything.
What?
But the number one worm.
Who is number one?
Yeah. Well, the number one worm is actually a collective worm. It's the Simp Beat Reporters.
They all
tweeted the same thing yesterday. The Eagles PR felt like they wrote for them, saying, well, it was actually a cost-cutting move. It was gross. Every single beat reporter tweeted the exact same thing.
Not everyone.
Well, you didn't.
That's why you're not on the list,
and
Rube.
I give you credit, because you said earlier, you were like, the CJGJ thing is not a cost-cutting move, and Jack's got a point.
So why should the beat writers be punished for doing reporting on what the team's
they're
thinking?
They're not reporting.
They're not using critical thinking.
They're being sheeple.
Did you find out what it was?
Yeah, what?
Here's the thing, Elliot.
They're being sheeple.
Yes, you have to take the information that you're given, but you also have to put it through a filter of, do I believe this is true? Otherwise, you've got the worm.
But there's also something to be said for simply finding out what the team is thinking, presenting that information, allowing people to have their own. How do you think?
Because they didn't say, the team said.
Right.
In that case, they are presenting what the team is thinking. When they say, this was this, they are presenting what the team told them as what they are thinking.
He's right.
I agree with that, but it's still presenting information on the team's thinking.
No, it is presenting the information that the team wants you to believe that they're
thinking. Yes, that's the difference.
And it was BS, and we all knew that. Come on, Rube.
Rube didn't get a worm, and now he's up there.
Here's the honest question, the top 5 at 5 honest question.
Uh-huh.
If this was being done in studio, not at the great McGurk's in Royersford.
Royersford.
What's that?
It's Royers Ford.
We've been
they're very upset about the Ford thing.
Yeah, Royers Ford.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Royers Ford.
There you go.
Thank you.
Would Rube have made the list?
No. There's no warm-up
okay.
Rube.
No, Rube's just making sure. Rube's not warmed up.
I don't buy it, Rob.
I don't buy it either. Right?
I didn't see a tweet from Rube yesterday. No. I saw a disgusting amount of tweets.
I also deleted my Twitter.
I'm just trying to
delete your Twitter.
What tweet did I put out yesterday?
You didn't put anything out yesterday. You're collective. Yeah, there's a lot of warmed up since they won the Super Bowl. Now, you're only number five, yeah. Which I think is going well.
It's pretty crazy since they won the Super Bowl. People have been more positive. That's pretty
good. It is nauseating.
Yeah, it's like they have the best season in franchise history, and it's like, hey, they might be good. And Jack's like, whoa.
No,
that is what it is.
It's the haze.
I can't wait till the Phillies ever win a World Series again.
Here's the truth about the Super Bowl thing. Is that I would agree with you if people didn't change their opinion immediately after a move happens. So it was how good Milton Williams. Josh Sweat, how good Darius Slay played, what a leader CJGJ was, and then those guys are gone, and it's like, wasn't even that good anyway. Like, CJG is actually not a leader.
I don't know if I saw that from a lot of the media members, but I get your overall premise.
Yes, I get the point. Right. Yeah, and I did not do that with Mekhi Becton.
You did not.
Which, by the way, he's not gone yet.
Yeah. When he re-signs, guard will be important then. Yeah.
Yes.
For now, it's the easiest position to play on the offensive line.
the best show. It is the great top five at five.
Thank you,
Jack. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Now a proper welcome to Rob Ellis.
Hi, friends.
So Eagles haven't signed any players that weren't already on their team.
Right. No. Let's not lose sight of Ben Van Summeren.
But he was on their team.
He could have walked, though. That would have been a big one.
Well, yeah. So how are you feeling about it? Everybody seems to be pretty calm about it. Now, Rube has strictly said, look, the odds are they're not going to be as good next year. Well, how are you feeling about the whole thing?
There's one I don't like, and it's CJGJ, because there's no explanation for this. Here's why. He wasn't making a lot of money. You knew what you had with him in 2022. When he walked, you knew what happened. If you didn't like him as a guy, if this is what really this boils down to, don't bring him back. And then don't let him go the next year. It's like you can't make up your mind with the guy. That's a mistake to me. And just thinking you can plug in Crash Brown is a mistake, because he's not going to be able to stay healthy. He's going to be like Bob Sanders. So that, unless you're going to draft a safety high, that's the biggest issue I have. I thought Milton Williams would be gone. I don't like it, but it's the reality of it. I thought that, you know, there were several guys that was just too much sense. They hit it at the right time. They just hit it at the right time. Think about the game that Sweat had in the Super Bowl. You couldn't time that thing up better if you're Josh Sweat.
Seriously.
Well, you say it was the moment of his life.
It was. He was pissed he wasn't the MVP, which was weird in and of itself. Right? And
yes. Maybe he had a point.
If all things are equal, maybe that's one of the reasons why he's in Arizona. But ultimately, I thought those guys were going to go.
Yeah.
I don't like CJGJ. It doesn't surprise me about Slay. They're going to have to win offensively unless they make some serious moves.
They just didn't have enough cash. Jeff Lurie, who almost bought the Celtics, didn't have enough cash to pay The CJGJ.
By the way, just quick little side note. Apparently the final four finalists for the Celtics came out today, and Lurie was not one of them.
No, no, no. I had reported on the show that he was out.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. So just so you know.
Sixers insider
Sixers
of the year.
Worm of the year.
No, no, no. That is not a Sixers worm.
I mean, if you can't afford CJ, how can you afford the Celtics?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Hey, yeah. Spike, the other thing is, if they hadn't gone on a heater from 21 to 24 with the draft picks, I don't think they approach this day the same way.
Absolutely.
I think they think they are going to continue to be on a heater and draft guys who can almost step right in and play.
Absolutely.
And it's a dangerous way to look at it, but you have real self-belief as an organization.
Yeah, now I do think they have hedged in a good way in that with the number of draft picks they have, it gives them a little bit of room to miss, which they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I agree. Whether the question will be, are they actually better at it? Or did they just have a good run? And it maybe it's a little bit of both?
If it was just last year, if it was just, you know, Jajin and Quinyon, maybe I'd buy it. But really, if you go back to one, I wouldn't say 20, although you got Jalen out of 20. But if you go back to 2021, there's a lot of dudes, man. There's a lot of guys who have not just played really well at a Pro Bowl level.
And there's only one player in those last four drafts who really didn't contribute, and that's Zach McPherson.
Rager, too. If you want to go back that far, right?
I'm saying in the first, say, four rounds.
Yeah, well,
Rager re-signed with the Chargers today, by the way.
Huge.
I'll tell you this, though.
Free agency does.
Big move for Harbs.
The reason why I'm okay, at least right now, until proven otherwise, with the draft strategy and philosophy now, because I believe it's changed. I mean, listen, they took two corners last year in the first two rounds. They hadn't drafted a corner in the first round since Lito.
Yeah.
That's 24 years ago the last time they had drafted a corner.
They're different.
In the first round.
They're different now. So they paid a running back.
Yes.
I mean, they're doing things a lot
different
than they normally do.
They're doing things a little different than what they used to. So to me that says, and you, Rube, you probably would know better, and you too, Elliot.
Thank you.
There's probably different. Well, I mean, you guys cover the team.
Yep.
So there's probably different scouting personnel there, right? It has to be something that's different with the scouting department, or at least how Howie is going about selecting players.
Well, I think, and Elliot said this earlier, I think when you take guys from the SEC, I mean, that's all they do is they take SEC guys and they, you know, a few guys from big schools in other conferences. But, you know, those are sure things. They're not making those risky picks anymore.
Well,
I don't know if you guys knew the Big Ten has won the last two national championships.
Well, they weren't Iowa.
Yeah, I think when you're bringing players into the Eagles environment,
they never
draft
Ohio State guys.
Yeah, like they have a good environment there with talented players. It just makes rookies easier to succeed. So when they, you know, maybe didn't have as good a coaching or the talent wasn't as good, these guys came in with more on their plate, and it was more was asked of them.
Elliot, you're right, but there was more of a safety net with some of the guys who were already in place. In other words, you had Slay, you had Ringo, maybe if Quinyon wasn't ready, if Cooper wasn't ready. Now it's, You better be ready to roll. You better be ready to roll if you're drafted in the first or second round.
And, I mean, they have missed – like, Jordan Davis, I don't know if you would say is a miss, but I don't think he's not lived up to what they expected with the 13th pick.
Yeah.
Tyler Steen, they're clearly not huge on. So they do have some misses, but when you're hitting and you have all the talent, they just don't stand out. I mean, Bryce Huff's a major miss. We don't really talk about him a ton either. So their roster is so good, and they're winning at such high level, the misses just don't stand out as much.
I was going to say that the story hasn't been written on Bryce Huff yet, but then I thought maybe I would end up on that list tomorrow.
No McGurk's for you.
No, I don't think the Eagles are I haven't heard anybody say that except for Elliott.
That's what Howie said.
We've talked about him having to step up this year. Like, I mean, I don't think they're going to cut him. They've been giving him too much money.
They could,
and if nothing else, well,
I think they would cut him.
Depth.
I think in training camp, if it goes poorly, you could see him cut him. Then.
Right.
I think he'll be in training camp.
But. I think the thing it could go a couple different ways is Fangio doesn't care. And I know ultimately, you know, Howie's got to sign off on it, and he doesn't have the autonomy to do it himself. But we saw what happened with Devin White. He didn't like Devin White. Devin White didn't play from the jump.
Agreed. Yep.
So it's a lot more money. I get that. But if he's not showing anything, it could be bye-bye.
Especially if they take an edge at 32.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, the cap ramifications pre-June 1st are pretty bad. That's why I think you'll see him come to camp. They'll see if there's anything there. And if not, they'll trade him for something or cut him.
He's got a lot of trade value.
I know it's early for the draft, but I wouldn't be surprised if they move up.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Yeah.
You think move up? More likely move up
or
back?
I think they move up to get the
You
get
got a ton next year. You got how many, four threes, whatever it is? I mean,
is that insider of the year stuff or not?
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Oh, he just picks you up.
Yeah, so he picks you up.
Does that get him off the worm list?
No, he can do both?
I didn't know that you could do both.
Well, he's recused himself from Insider of the Year voting this year anyway.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah.
It's an early start for next year.
He said he wasn't getting enough respect, and he like...
Yeah, I mean,
Rob, I've been on a heater for the last 365 days. I've been right about just about everything.
Well, so you just dropped the mic and walked off.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
well, they told me it's not really...
Well, all you've gotten right is Mekhi Becton's going to start at guard.
Yeah, that was really the...
That was a big one, though. It was a big one.
I got the deepest of draft, right?
Saquon was before Insider of the Year began.
That's true.
Yeah, but it could count on the resume.
It's still part of my year, though.
Yeah. Sure. And then it's hard for me. By the way, the draft was last April.
I got the Jeremiah pick, right?
Trot Jr.
Yep.
That was last April.
In the fifth round.
I'm just saying, me and your dad argued prior to the draft.
Well, we held them accountable for that. Yep. We held them accountable for that.
What else did I get right?
I don't know. You're the one presenting
I had Cooper DeGene.
You liked Cooper DeGene.
It's my first pick.
Okay.
But that
was the second
pick. He was the second pick.
You got that wrong.
I know. I got it right, though. Good player.
Yeah, you got good eye for football. That's making you an insider.
It's clear the top two should be me and Ike. I don't know what else you got.
Hold on. Did I not pick the Eagles in Kansas City to make the Super Bowl?
I don't know. That's not
insider.
Wow. Way to go out on a limb, Ike.
Again, you had
the Chiefs coming for the AFC?
That was inside info. On
Hey, wild.
Oh, God, man. Y'all haters.
No, we are.
Ike, you have the Dodgers winning the World Series?
No, I picked the Phillies. I got penalized for that.
All right.
Never.
Rube, let me ask you this. So we did a show a few weeks ago about backs who have touched the ball 400 times their next season. It's not just lower production. There's a lot of injuries on that list. So Saquon touched the ball 507 times.
Yeah,
wow.
That's a lot.
And in a 20-game season, because he played 20 games this year, even 20 touches a game, which would be a significant decrease, is still another 400 touches. So how do they approach this season with Saquon, knowing what he just did and knowing the history of what happens when backs do that?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it kind of, you know, you look at that extension they gave him and the history of running backs in their late 20s, it's not a good one. And there's been some exceptions. Obviously, you know, Derrick Henry's one of them. But I think Nick does a good job of kind of, you know, managing him during the week. He doesn't practice on Wednesdays. When they were in blowouts, he would get them out of the game. They don't have Gainwell anymore. So, you know, I guess Shipley or whoever they add. But it's a challenge. And I don't know. I mean, I think any time a running back has that many touches, you know, you're playing with fire a little bit. Now, I don't blame him. I mean, the way he was playing, it's not like, hey, let's give Gainwell 20 carries. But it's, you know, the history of running backs coming off that year is ominous. And I mean, the odds say he's going to get hurt at some point. He's going to miss a couple games. But you got to have a guy who can go in there you can trust to get. Hey, Miles Sanders is on the.
I know we've been talking about it. I would bring him in. I would bring him back.
I don't think the coaches like him.
I don't think they like him either. Yeah. I think the Super Bowl was the end of that.
They did bench him like a second into the game.
That didn't go well.
Totally forgot about that.
But I do believe, Spike, I think they addressed that. I don't think they're nothing against Will Shipley, but I think they know.
So
they
think they signed another running back?
I do.
Will Shipley's the backup.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited for him.
The only thing worries me,
Elliott. I agree with it, but I think that's what they'll do.
He's a smaller guy.
He had a 57-yard run against a team that had given up, and that was great, and it was exciting, but, I mean, I didn't see a whole lot from him other than that.
He didn't have much pop to me. He did have good training camp stats, in all seriousness. He got the ball quite a bit in that case.
Oh, man, hit the breaking news sound.
So did Lorenzo Booker.
I wasn't tracking.
Well,
I think that the question going into next year is they can get another good running back.
Did I play with Lorenzo Booker?
So we do have a little bit of Eagle stuff.
Oh, hit the breaking news sound.
There we go.
Breaking news.
So it's official. The Eagles have agreed to trade C.J. Gardner-Johnson and a 2026 sixth-round pick. I've been here since 6 a.m., okay?
This just in.
For Kenyon Green and a 2026 fifth-round pick. Breaking news. It's official.
Boo.
Yeah.
That was lame, Elliot.
You suck. It's official. He's gone. Good trade.
There it is.
Yeah.
Good trade.
I didn't see that coming.
It makes a lot of sense.
What a shock.
So much cash. Stoutland you.
Stoutland you.
All right. We will continue to talk about the
Eagles.
The Eagles, right. But I want to finish up the Saquon conversation next. And
Rube, I know you're a big music guy. Do you know the words to One Last Breath by Creed?
Oh, my God. Are you doing that?
I don't know.
Damn right we're doing it. Let's get ready.
I know that one.
Yeah, we sing a Creed song 5:30 every day.
Rube, what would you say Creed's most famous song is?
What key is that in?
Oh, come on, man.
Who cares about keys?
Yeah.
what would you say Creed's most famous song is?
Yeah, I think it could be any of a number of songs.
There it is.
There you go.
He means, big answer. He didn't give you the answer.
We know what
wanted.
It is. Yeah, we'll
he
pull
didn't
the
give
crowd.
You the answer you wanted. All right. We are at the Birds Town Hall in McGurk's in Royersford. Oh, no, you don't go anywhere.
Ford.
Royersford, we got to talk.
Oh, that's right.
And Rube and Rob, you can join in here.
Yes.
Because,
please don't.
You know, we're talking about performance on the field, but we know one place where performance is more important than the field.
Chew it up.
That's the bedroom.
That's right.
Boom. And that's why you need a blue chew. You know, not every time, maybe.
Howie needs a blue chew.
But there are certain. Yes, he loves sex. There are certain.
What?
He does.
Kids in here.
He said it. I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
Earmuffs.
Turn the mics down.
Earmuffs.
All right.
Oh, Jesus.
So sometimes when you want to perform your best, you need a little help.
Put the kids to bed.
You need a little help. And that help is a blue chew.
Damn right.
You know, look. I understand you don't want to go to the doctor's office and have some awkward conversation, wait 3 months for an appointment. Mm. I understand that after that appointment, you don't want to go wait in a long line at the pharmacy.
Nope, that's embarrassing.
But you don't have to do that with Blue Chew. It's all online, Ike.
Huh?
It's all online.
No, that's the best part about it, man. Stay away from that, man. No doctor's appointments, none of that stuff, man.
Mr. Reese?
Yes.
You're up next.
Right. That's the one thing you don't want to have to experience.
Nope, you don't have to. See, Blue Chew, you just go to BlueChew.com. And by the way, you use code 94. You get your first month for free.
Free?
You have a quick consultation with one of their medical professionals and them. Since Blue Chew is made here in the U.S. of A.
That's right.
It's cheaper. They ship it directly to you in.
Discreet packages that are also hard.
Yes.
Yep.
Huh? Comes right to you. And
I can vouch for that.
It's a chewable. It's not a pill. So you don't have to worry about having a, you know, having a bottle of water in the car. You're on the way home. You know it's time. You pop that Blue Chew in.
Man.
You get to business.
I tell you, wait till you're about 20 minutes away, though, because that thing works fast.
Oh, yep. The same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, but it's chewable. And like I said, your first month for free. Just go to BlueChew.com. Have that little consultation. Use promo code 94. All you got to do is pay the shipping. It's like $4 or $5.
Yep.
And you're going to know the difference. And then you can.
Chew it and do it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.